Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, Alicia Malone with Scott Movie Mance and the Schmoes Know. This is Profiled. In-depth spotlights on the greatest filmmakers and artists in motion picture history.
Hello, Profilers. Welcome to episode 25 of Profiles, the biggest, the best, the most exciting, the most fun movie show in the universe.
With
the coolest, the best, the most awesome, the hottest hosts and producers ever.
Damn right,
Alicia Malone. Why is this a special milestone episode of Profiles?
Because we're talking about Will Smith, and who better to talk about Will Smith than
Will Smith himself. Yes. We sat down. We're not getting a phoner. He's not calling in. We sat down with Will Smith, who is without question next to Tom Cruise, Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, one of the biggest movie stars on the face of the earth, and everybody at this press day for his movie Focus, which opens on February 27th, co-stars Margot Robbie. Everyone else got the two of them interviewed together.
Yeah.
We got him alone, Malone.
Alone and just for Profiles, which was really exciting because we got to talk to him about his whole career as
in
well
four
as
minutes.
His latest film in 4 minutes. I think we did well.
I think we got some good stuff. It was a good interview. It was quick.
Yes.
But again, it was special. The studio, his personal rep, made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth driving way the hell out to Westlake Village at the Four Seasons.
That's power.
That is power.
Will Smith lives far away from the center of LA, so they had the junket out near where he lives, and that is power.
That is power.
And he has some power. He is still one of the most bankable stars in Hollywood, one of the biggest stars in Hollywood. He's an actor, he's a producer, he's a rapper, he's been nominated for Oscars, he's won Grammys, and he is the king of July 4. Six high-grossing July 4 movies since 1996. That's crazy.
Big Willie weekend. It's July 4th weekend. He's the only actor to have 8 consecutive films gross more than $100 million domestically. All of his films together gross $6.6 billion worldwide.
Crazy.
You know, he is a movie star in every sense of the word. His name can carry a film. He can carry a movie. And as we'll see when we're doing our Fast Five, he did carry a movie, almost all of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's so charismatic. It's so charming. He has so much energy. It's infectious.
Yeah, he's so likable. That's what I found when, because it was the first time I got to meet him, got to interview him, was when we sat down with him. And you feel at ease straight away because you feel like you know him.
Yeah, he made it so easy.
Familiar.
Thank God we interviewed him and not Tommy Lee Jones. Like, this wasn't the Men in Black junket.
Yes.
That would have been awful.
That would have been really, really hard. But Will Smith has had a great life, a wonderful life.
A wonderful life indeed. Let's hear it.
Willard Christopher Smith Jr. was born on September 25th, 1968 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His father, Willard Sr., was a refrigeration engineer, and his mother, Caroline, worked for the school board of Philadelphia. His first claim to fame was as a musician, and together with his friend Jeffrey Towns, they formed the hip-hop duo DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. They had their first hit with Parents Just Don't Understand, and in 1988, they won the very first Grammy Award in the rap category. 2 years later, Smith broke into television with The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Loosely based on his own life, the hit series ran for 6 seasons. During that time, Smith made his feature film debut with 1993's 6 Degrees of Separation, but it was the 1-2-3 punch of Bad Boys, Independence Day, and Men in Black that really turned Big Willie into one of the biggest stars on the planet. Will Smith has been nominated for 2 Academy Awards, 4 Golden Globes, and has won 4 Grammys. Smith has 3 children, 2 of them with wife Jada Pinkett Smith, whom he has been married to since 1997.
He made his feature film debut in Made in America, the movie with Ted Danson and Whoopi Goldberg. But Six Degrees of Separation is the movie where people really went, whoa, this guy can act. He can do drama and he could do comedy. And what a role he was on throughout the 90s.
Yeah, and from there, he kept on going.
Well, what was your first blood? What was your first Will Smith movie? And how did you see it?
Well, my first blood was The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Right.
Should I do a little bit?
Go for it. Let's hear it.
In West Philadelphia, born and raised, on the playground was where I spent most of my days, chilling out, relaxing, maxing all cool, and shooting some people outside of school. When a couple of guys that were up to no good started making trouble in the neighborhood. I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. He said, you're moving your aunt to an uncle of Bel-Air. You get the point.
Oh, we get the point.
Yay!
Excellent job. Time to play the Malone and Mance drinking game. Every time we high five, you have to take a shot.
Which is a lot.
Excellent.
So that was my first blood. I remember watching that TV show in Canberra and trying to learn the lyrics to that theme song, but I just thought he was so cool. And then the first time I saw him on film was Independence Day.
Okay, and you saw that in a theater or in a cinema?
I saw that in a theater.
Oh, great.
Yeah, in a cinema, as I say. And I remember, of course, the big special effects, but I also remember him standing out as just being really charismatic and really funny. What about you?
Well, that was an ensemble film.
Because you are from Philadelphia.
I was born and raised in Philadelphia. In fact, Will Smith and I are exactly 2 months apart in age. What is it? September 25th, 1968?
Yeah.
November 21st, 1968.
Okay.
And I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air out of loyalty to the Philly crowd. But I guess the first time I saw Will Smith was in the music video for Parents Just Don't Understand.
I have never seen that.
It is really funny. And, you know, his music with the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, with the DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, it was real sort of clean. It wasn't heavy. It wasn't like gangster rap. It was easygoing. It was fun. It was catchy. But the first movie I really saw him in was Bad Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Which was an early Michael Bay movie, an early good Michael Bay movie.
Michael Bay's early movies.
Better work.
They're really good.
But he had great chemistry with Martin Lawrence, and it was a fun movie. And again, it was right after that, Independence Day, Men in Black, and he was on a friggin' roll.
Well, speaking of, let's get into our Fast Five.
Coming
number
at five is...
Welcome to Earth.
Independence Day.
Released, of course, on July 3rd, 1996, directed by Roland Emmerich. This movie cost $80 million to make. It made $817 million worldwide. It was the highest grossing movie of 1996, and the movie that raised the bar for the summer tentpole and raised the bar for Super Bowl commercials.
Yeah, that was something I discovered when I was doing my research, was that Fox paid $1.3 million to have the trailer for Independence Day playing during the Super Bowl commercial breaks.
Right.
And this was the first time they'd ever done that. It was a huge success. So now it started the trend. Now, of course, we see the big blockbuster trailers at every Super Bowl.
It set the trend. But you know what I remember about that trailer during the Super Bowl was seeing the White House blow up. Sold that movie. That seeing the White House blow up was such a big deal, and that model was actually built 1/12 to scale. They built this huge model just so they could blow it up.
And the interiors were actually used for Mars Attacks.
Oh, really?
Later on, the interiors of the White House in the movie. And the special effects still hold up. I watched this again the other night, and it's so much fun. I think a lot of the fun has to do with Will Smith.
I agree.
He has the charm and the swagger. Maud was laughing at me, my roommate, because I was trying to do his walk that he does, like at the end with Jeff Goldblum, and I got up and then I fell on the ground. So it wasn't as cool. But his scenes with Jeff Goldblum, the way they play off each other, is so funny. And so many great quotable lines like that, "Welcome to America."
Oh, that's what I call a close encounter.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's great. That's really
but
great.
But, you know, he really stood out in this ensemble movie. And I feel like even though it was an ensemble, this was the movie that made him a true movie star. Was nominated for 2 Academy Awards. It won one for Best Visual Effects. Well earned. It was shot. And here's the interesting thing. I mean, this is a big special effects sci-fi flick. It was shot in 72 days.
Whoa.
And the script was written in 4 weeks. Which that to me is not surprising.
Yeah.
That the script was written that fast.
I think it was one of the best of those that had the whole run in the 90s of the disaster movies and the disaster sci-fi movies. I think this was one of the best of them and probably one of the best or the best Roland Emmerich movie.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. I like Stargate, but this is definitely heads or tails above Stargate. It's a ripoff of V meets Star Wars.
Oh,
but it's so fun. It's such a fun movie. And our profilers loved it too. We're going to start with one of our favorite profilers. That would be the one, the only, Rachel Cushing.
Yay.
Hopefully she's watching live right now. Rachel Cushing says, Independence Day is one of those rare movies that transcends the blockbuster genre. Not only does it still hold up to this day, it is far superior to many popcorn films released in the last decade, though I do believe that the movie works because of the entire ensemble cast, with my personal favorite being Jeff Goldblum. There is no denying that Will Smith burst onto the big screen as Captain Steve Hiller, and he's never looked back. He brought the swagger and the sunglasses needed for the role, but also depth not seen in action films. Both the silver screen and the audience all over the world love him, and it's hard not to see why. He's just so damn charming.
Hi to everyone who's watching live on YouTube. Joshua Price says, Goldblum and Smith flying a spaceship. Enough said.
Enough said.
I completely agree. And Jason Smith also loves Independence Day. Will Smith's performance as Captain Steve Hiller in Independence Day was full of raw action and talent. I remember when it came out on Test Movie Mats, July 3rd,
1996,
right around the time of the Olympics in Atlanta, Georgia. We sometimes make jokes about America and the spirit we have, especially toward pro-American movies, yet it was Will Smith's performance on ID4 which launched him to superstar status and began to earn him the nickname Mr. July. Yeah, this kicked off his run of July 4 movies. And that's interesting because in Australia, we obviously don't celebrate the American Independence Day on July 4. So I think it just came out on the same day, but it was just nothing special. It was just a July weekend.
But it was so many fun Will Smith movies, so many entertaining movies.
Mm-hmm.
And just watching him alone, again, as we'll see, was enough. But what was your favorite Will Smith scene from a Will Smith movie? Was your right stuff for Will Smith?
My right stuff, I am choosing from The Pursuit of Happiness, which is my favorite Will Smith movie, right at the end when he gets the job.
Oh, yeah.
Because that moment kills me every time. It's so inspirational.
So moving.
We'll talk more about the movie later on. But the way that he plays the scene where he's trying to hold it in, but he's so happy, and he does this great thing with his mouth where he's kind of like chewing, but trying to hold back the tears. The tears. And it's so heartbreaking when you see someone who's tried to be so stoic and so strong throughout the whole movie.
It's a great feel-good
movie.
But
that's a feel-good moment because he finally wins, the underdog. What
after
about yours?
After all that, after everything he went through to finally get what he was long overdue to deserve.
Yeah.
My favorite moment is from I Am Legend. Now, having said that, can you guess what my right stuff is?
The dog.
The dog, Sam. Sam dies.
Gosh. I had to fast forward through this when I rewatched it the other night because it's too hard.
It is so hard to watch that scene. And we'll talk more about I Am Legend soon. But that scene alone was so sad. It was so powerful. And what's interesting is as he's euthanizing Sam because he's turning into a mutant, the camera stays on Will Smith's face the entire time. You don't see him strangle Sam. You just
see the effect of it.
The effect on him. Because Sam was all he had left.
And it's like the last remnant from his family.
Yep. But it's a great movie. We'll talk a lot about that.
Well.
But first, we're going to get to some trivia, some details, some last details.
Yes.
So why don't you hit me up, my friend?
Okay. I had to hastily get some new ones because you already hit mine. But did you know that President Obama has stated he'd like to have Smith play him if there ever were a film about President Obama?
Let's get that going, profilers.
I'd like to see that.
I would love to see Will Smith play Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think we got to make that happen.
Let's start
the grassroots campaign right now. Go to our Facebook page, Profiles with Malone and Mance. Make sure you tweet out Profiles SK, Alicia Malone, Movie Mance, and spread the word that you want Will Smith to play the president. Let's start that right now. Alicia, did you know, and I know you did because this is well-known trivia, that Will Smith turned down the chance to play Neo in The Matrix.
Yep, and he turned it down for
Wild Wild West.
Which he still says is one of his biggest regrets.
Can you blame him for saying that?
I know. Can you imagine him as Neo?
Yes, I can, actually.
It would be a different film, but I can imagine that, too.
He would have been awesome. But you know what? You can't win them all.
Yeah.
I mean, The Matrix still turned out to be pretty great. So did Will Smith's career.
That's great.
What else you got for me?
Well, did you know that when he was on Fresh Prince, he decided he wanted to get into movies? So him and his manager sat down and studied a list of the top 10 highest grossing films ever to see if they could deduce some kind of pattern that was happening. And they decided that special effects always work, action works, creatures, and a love story. So that is the formula that he followed after that, and it obviously worked.
How's it working out for
him? Pretty smart.
Pretty damn good, right?
Yeah.
Well, did you know that Mr. Smith was originally offered the role of Mr. Smith in Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Would it have been with Angelina?
Well, that's the question.
New?
If it was with Angelina, things might have turned out very different for a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, I love that movie.
That's a great movie. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What else you got? You got anything else?
Nah.
I got one more for you. His production company, Overbrook Entertainment, is named after the high school he went to in Philadelphia. Yo, Philly, baby, yo! Go Eagles!
Represent
Philly. And right now, we are going to represent some business here. We have to take care of business.
Do it, Scott.
We usually do this later in the show, but we're coming at to you now because we need your help, profilers. We love and we appreciate your support. We love getting tweets. We love getting the reactions on our Facebook page, Profiles with Malone and Nance. But we need to get more views on YouTube and we need to get more listens on iTunes. And the only way we can do that, the only way that Profiles will grow, and we do want it to grow, and we want to keep doing this for you because we love doing it too, is if you spread the word about Profiles. Don't think someone else is going to do it for you. If you really love Profiles and you are a profiler like we are, please spread the word. Share our YouTube links with all of your friends on Facebook. Tweet them out. Ask your friends to share it too. We really need to start a campaign so Profiles can basically go viral.
Yeah, because that's the thing we always talk about. It is just us two and JTA in the booth.
It really
we
is.
We do everything. And we do it just for fun.
We do it because we love it.
There's
we know
no
you love it too.
There's no money involved. There's no nothing. It's just, it's fun.
And it's a lot of work. You know, we do a lot of research. I mean, we're not complaining. Getting to watch these movies again.
It's not hard.
It's not hard.
Not hard.
And, you know, coming up with like good things that we talk to each other about.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
we love doing this every week. But again, we just really need you to spread the word about Profiles.
That'd
because
be
we want to grow and we need your help. Moving on.
Moving on.
To Fast Five coming in at number four.
You know what the difference is between you and me? I make this look good.
And we make this look good, yo. Men in Black released
don't say that again.
July 2nd, yo, 1997. No. Directed by it doesn't suit me, does it?
No, it's like when I try and say g'day.
No, right? Yeah, it doesn't work. Okay, you got a deal. Directed by Barry Sonnenfeld, cost $90 million to make. Box office, $590 million worldwide. Nominated for 3 Academy Awards. Won one for Best Makeup, Rick Baker.
Yeah, great special effects.
Great special effects.
I mean, I think that's why it's still holds up is because a lot of it is makeup and practical effects rather than special effects and CGI. I had fun watching this again the other time.
Too.
It was another big hit for Will Smith, cementing his movie star status. And I think the reason why it works so well is because you've got the charming, funny Will Smith with the very dry and very deadpan Tommy Lee Jones, which absolutely worked. Their two chemistries together in
the
this movie.
The chemistry's great.
Opposing chemistries, the odd couple, and that's why it's so great. And it's also kind of an origin story for Will Smith's character.
It's an origin story. You know, you're seeing the entire world through his eyes. I mean, he is the audience.
Yeah.
But it's a sci-fi comedy. It's a great buddy pick.
It's a spy movie. As well, yeah.
And they make sunglasses look good. And interestingly, that Will Smith almost turned this role down, but it was Jada Pinkett Smith, who convinced him to do it.
Oh, wow.
So way to go, Jada.
Because then it made a lot of money at the box office, and it spawned two sequels. One, okay.
Not that great. The other one was okay.
All right, but this was Will Smith's time. And a lot of people on YouTube right now are commenting about, you know, the fact that it's been a little while since we've had a great movie from Will Smith, but we're talking more about Focus later on, and I think that'll surprise some people.
Yes, Focus is a different film, as Will Smith himself will attest to. Mm-hmm. We'll get to that. Because we actually did sit down and talk with the man himself on camera. So excited.
But Men in Black, I think it's such an unusual film to succeed, because when you look at it on paper, it seems like it wouldn't work.
Well, it was on paper because it was a comic book.
Yeah, exactly.
Created by Lowell Cunningham, and the tone of the comic book was much, much darker. So when they were developing the movie, like, the first draft of the script was dark, but Barry Sonnenfeld, who was directed the movie, said, we need to lighten this up. And of course, Steven Spielberg produced the film. And when Steven Spielberg called Will Smith about doing Men in Black, Smith did not believe that it was Spielberg on the phone. Not what you, like, okay, you pick up the phone, hello, you know, your cute Aussie accent. Hello, Alicia, it's Steven Spielberg. You wouldn't believe it.
Well, I doubt Steven Spielberg would call me.
You never say never.
Even if I was someone like Will Smith, I think I would be like, you are pulling my leg.
Did you know who was originally cast to play Agent K and turned it down? Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood. Can you imagine Clint Eastwood? I totally can.
That would have been cool.
Go ahead. Make my day. Come on. He would have been awesome.
And rewatching this movie, I saw Tommy Lee Jones smile.
You did see a smile?
He
did
smiled
you freeze
a few
it?
Times. I was like, wow, there it is.
Did you take a picture of it?
I just took a mental proof? Picture.
And as Agent J, originally cast, also turned it down, David Schwimmer, which I can't imagine. But again, this was 1997,
Friends
was on fire.
But I love Tommy Lee in this role, and it came after The Fugitive.
And this was before we interviewed him.
Yeah. No, he's nice. He's just grumpy.
Grumpy old man.
All right. Well, Peter Gremlich, a profiler, says, Man in Black is my favorite Will Smith movie because it never gets old. Every time I watch it, I laugh a lot. Most movies get old after a while, but not this one. It's so clever, and you can tell they had fun making it.
Definitely.
I agree.
Yep.
Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones have great chemistry. They are one of the best buddy cop duos of all time. Men in Black is classic, and the two sequels, unfortunately, are not as good as the first. Yes.
Well, Caitlin Bonds, who's a new profiler and a very enthusiastic profiler, said, Men in Black is my favorite Will Smith movie simply because he made something so outrageous seem like reality. He took everything we all know and love about alien movies, and he made it even better with his comical character. His performance made me want to fight alien crime and have my own neuralizer.
Well, people live on YouTube right now are talking about Suicide Squad, which is interesting because Margot Robbie and Will Smith, who star together in Focus, also starring in Suicide Squad. And I think it's really interesting that Will Smith is going down this road. And I think it'll be good.
It'll be good. He's going back into the comic genre because, of course, he was Hancock, which wasn't really based on a, you know, comic character that is familiar. But Suicide Squad, it's got a great cast. Jared Leto as the Joker. That's going to be very, very good.
I think that'd be interesting. And Will Smith is definitely in the process of recreating his career.
Yes.
It's great.
He talked to us a little bit about that, too. We'll get to that.
Now it's time for Quiz Show.
Quiz Show. Okay, the time has come.
I had to find a new one because
all right,
you
can
knew
I hit
already.
You up first?
Yeah.
All right. In the Pursuit of Happiness, when Will Smith solves Rubik's Cube in the taxi.
That was what I was going to ask you.
Oh, no.
I was just going to ask you about the Rubik's Cube, but what's the next
thing? Okay, but yeah, my follow-up is what movie poster is on top of the cab that he is in?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it Raiders of the Lost Ark? Is it Raging Bull? Is it The Empire Strikes Back? Or is it Ordinary People? I know this is tough.
Raging Bull.
Oh, my God. You were so good at this, Leash.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn. I just can't stop this person.
The ones I had were either what is his company called, which you already said, about him doing 8 highest grossing films in a row, about him playing Neo, and then about him playing the Rubik's Cube. So there you go.
So that's
it. We covered each
other. Well, speaking of Rubik's Cube, did you ever solve it?
No.
Did you ever play it?
Took off the stickers and put them.
Oh, you cheated!
I couldn't do it. It's
really
hard.
Most I could get was like 2 sides.
But Will Smith can do it. He did it in the movie and then he's done it on TV since.
Oh, he did it in the movie for real?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Impressive.
Woo! Very cool. Well, moving along. Too Fast 5 coming in at number 3 is.
I can fix this! I can save everybody!
I am legend. Boy, I love this movie. Released December 14th, 2007. Directed by Francis Lawrence. I'm going to say this is my personal favorite Will Smith movie. It won Will Smith Best Actor from the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror. Cost $150 million to make. Box office worldwide, $585 million.
Well, I think this is a really understated role for Will Smith. And as we were mentioning before, or alluding to, this one he has to carry it pretty much by himself for
and
a lot
does.
Of the movie. He's by himself. Yeah, and he's great. I think he does this great mixture of being the hero in this role, but also you can tell the fear that he has. You can feel the guilt that he has of being a survivor and the fact that he's desperate to find a cure. That moment in the bathtub when he's got the dog and the gun and he's shaking, you can hear the infected outside. It's scary. It's really scary. It's like a post-apocalyptic science fiction horror film.
It's exactly what it is. It's intense, but it's also, it's fun, but it did take itself seriously. It struck just the right balance. Great action, great special effects, especially all the scenes like in deserted New York.
Yeah,
but what's
cool.
great about this film is that the acting, the emotion, everything is so much better than a movie like this even deserved.
Mm.
Like the everything about the film, they really killed it, no pun intended. You know, it just really, they didn't take it too jokey.
Yep.
I mean, they really, it gets, that's why I loved it. That's what I really love about
yeah,
it. And
good
did
time.
You notice in Times Square,
Batman versus Superman,
the billboard?
Yes. I remember when the film was announced that they were going to be doing Batman versus Superman, that went viral. It was like, look, it was foreseen in 2007 in I Am Legend. That's pretty amazing.
And the release date for Batman versus Superman, the billboard said coming March 15th, 2010.
So we had to wait an extra six years. But
well, right. You know what? They called it. They called it. This movie called it. And back in 2007, when I reviewed the movie, I called it a cross between Castaway and 28 Days Later. A one-man show for Will Smith. The two-time Oscar nominee carries the weight of the world on his shoulders without breaking a sweat. Okay, maybe he sweats a little. As it is, his unforgettable tour de force performance is a lot stronger than a film like this deserves. It's hard to imagine anyone pulling it off quite like Will Smith, and seeing as how he saved the world in films like Independence Day, Men in Black, and I, Robot, it's obvious that the world could not be in better hands.
Well, this is the third feature film adaptation of Richard Matheson's 1954 novel. There was The Last Man on Earth in 1964, and then 1970s, The Omega Man. And it took a long time. I remember they were working on this film back in the 90s,
yep.
and then it went through various cast members. Schwarzenegger, for a while there, was attached with Ridley Scott directing, which would have been completely different. Tom Cruise and Mel Gibson were considered for the role. And also Will Smith wanted Guillermo del Toro to direct it, but then he decided to do Hellboy 2 instead.
Yeah.
But I could imagine Guillermo doing it. What's interesting about this movie is that it is scary and it's quite dark. At the same time, it's weirdly enjoyable to watch.
You can't take your eyes off the film.
Yeah, it's like you can't say it's fun, but it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Like the scene
holds you throughout the whole thing.
When Sam runs into the dark warehouse,
scary.
And Robert Neville, the character played by Will Smith, goes in after him, and he's like has the light on his rifle, and he's like, Sam, come on, Sam. Yeah, he was like, you feel the fear,
yeah.
And then he's like, Sam, let's go, let's get out of here, go. And the minions are going after him. It is such a great movie.
And there's an alternate ending online which you can watch, which apparently is more faithful to the book, so it deviated from the book. So they figure out that the male zombie who's bashing himself against the window just wants to stop the testing on the female zombie rather than kill everyone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
so it's interesting. Put that in there.
Interesting to watch. Also, it's like the flashback scene. Do you remember with the Brooklyn Bridge being blown up?
Oh, yeah.
That cost $5 million. It was the most expensive part of the movie. And the little kid who plays his daughter in the movie, Will Smith, of course. Will's always very good to his children.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you were the last person on the face of the earth,
yes,
what city would you want to be in just to kill time?
Oh, that's a good one.
Good one, right?
Are we talking like zombie apocalypse or just fucking relax?
Last person. Yeah, no one's after you. No one's going to kill you. No one's going to eat your brain.
I think I'll go to some exotic island, you know, somewhere that Castaway maybe.
Yeah, right.
But with more tools.
Right, more tools, more food.
But
Wilson.
A beach. Yeah, if I could have Wilson as a buddy or a dog as a buddy, where would you go?
There you go. I don't know. I think I kind of like to live in New York by myself.
Just roam around?
Roam around, do whatever I want.
Yeah.
You know, without the wildlife, without the zombies, without the mutants.
But if there is zombies, I'm joining them straight away.
You're just like, not even going to bother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would not last long in The Walking Dead, I don't think.
No, I'm going to join them straight away, and you'll have to kill me.
Oh, shoot her in the head.
Yeah.
Darnie Birdsall says, I Am Legend is one of the more underrated Will Smith films. He's the only character for 70% of the time and is able to keep the audience engaged all the way through. It shows how good of an actor he is when he's acting across a mannequin, begging, please say hello to me! And it brings tears to my eyes to see a man that lonely. The film may not be perfect, but Will Smith definitely is. I love this movie. I don't understand why anybody's putting it down.
I know Joshua Willingham says, one of the saddest moments is when he has to kill the dog. Why is it so hard emotionally when animals die, but I generally feel no remorse when people die in films? I'm the same.
I'm the same way.
I only cry in movies
when animals die.
An animal is involved.
Especially a dog or a cat.
And a lot of people on YouTube saying that it's a mixture between people loving I'm Legend and then other people saying I don't think it's that good.
Interesting.
I loved it from the start.
I did
but
too.
I remember it being mixed. Dan Skip-Ellen says, I Am Legend is the third movie based on Richard Matheson's novel about the last man on Earth. Will Smith brings more humanity to the role of Robert Neville than his predecessors Vincent Price or Charlton Heston in their movies. The German Shepherd is one of the best animal actors in movies ever. This is definitely one of the best roles of Will Smith's career. And did you know Will Smith fell so in love with Abby?
Oh, the dog, Sam,
that
yeah.
he tried to buy her from her trainer, and her trainer said no.
Trainer wasn't having
and
it.
And one of my friends on Twitter pointed that out to me, one of the profilers. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, it's true.
Who wouldn't fall in love with that dog?
I know.
Well, let's move on to the others, because there are other great Will Smith movies that didn't make our top five.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got?
6 Degrees of Separation.
Of course.
1993. A very different role to his other films. Very dialogue-driven. You can tell it comes from a play.
Uh-huh.
But Will Smith is very charming until the twist. I think it's worth rewatching.
I like Enemy of the State from 1998, directed by Tony Scott.
Yeah,
this
I like
is
that
the,
too.
The Conversation on Wheels. It's a fun movie, and Smith has great chemistry with Gene Hackman, who may or may not be playing the character from The Conversation.
Like
certainly wearing his glasses.
Spiritual sequel.
A spiritual sequel to The Conversation. What else?
Bad Boys 2. I know that Josh McCougar, Wild Man from Guilty Movie Pleasures, will kill me if I don't shout out to his favorite movie, which he thinks we should choose for number one. 2003.
Whoa.
I actually really like Bad Boys 2, but I wouldn't go that far. He says it's the perfect balance of action, comedy, romance, family, and car chases.
Yeah, I didn't like Bad Boys 2 as much as Bad Boys 1.
I liked it better.
Oh, interesting. Yeah,
yeah.
We differ
the
on
chemistry
this one.
Between the two. I don't know, and I think I like those gangsters better in the second.
Well, I loved Hitch from 2005.
Yeah.
Really plays to Will Smith's strengths as a charming sort of ladies' man with all the answers. Great chemistry with Kevin James, and it's a romantic comedy with Ava Mendez. A lot of fun. What else?
I, Robot.
Good.
2004,
I'm
all right.
On that. Yep.
I just really like a story where a robot goes bad.
Oh, sure.
I enjoy these ones.
He doesn't like a good bad robot story.
Yeah.
I loved, well, I didn't love it, but a movie that I think is underrated that moved me back in 2000 was The Legend of Bagger Vance.
I never saw that.
Okay. It's a very good film with Charlize Theron and Matt Damon. Will Smith plays like a spiritual caddy who helps Matt Damon get his game back.
Mm.
But what's interesting about the film is that Jack Lemmon played the older version of Matt Damon's character, and at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, Jack Lemmon dies and goes off to heaven with Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the last movie that Jack Lemmon ever made.
Aww.
So that scene is very, very deep and profound, knowing what happened.
Sad. I love Jack Lemmon, The Apartment, one of my faves. Well, Charlotte Barraclough says, one of my other favorite Will Smith movies, 7 Pounds. And firstly, she says, hi, guys. My first comment on this Facebook page. I'm a new fan and look forward to profiles every week. Thanks, Charlotte. I love 7 Pounds. Will Smith is fantastic in the film as a man who has nothing left to live for and wants to make amends for his past mistakes. His performance is so heartbreaking, and I can't help but cry every time I watch that film. That's a good movie.
That is a good movie. One more good film, underrated film, not perfect but still fun and entertaining, is Hancock from 2008, directed by Peter Berg. I always looked at this movie as, remember Superman 3? Not a great film,
yeah.
But the best part about it is when Superman went bad.
Yeah.
What if they made a whole movie out of that. And that's what Hancock is. He's a superhero who went bad, and it's fun. And in the review I wrote back in 2008, it's more of an interesting movie than an entertaining one, but it's an unusual change of pace after the more basic 1-2 punch of back in 2008. Iron Man and the Incredible Hulk. Its saving grace is Will Smith. And even his mediocre movies, this is interesting, even his mediocre movies have been entertaining ones, witness Men in Black 2, as he, as much as he tries to set up his heroic image by playing an unlikable character, his vulnerability shines through enough to make him thoroughly engaging.
Yeah, he's never truly unlikable.
No,
well,
you can't.
On our Facebook page, Profiles with Malone and Mads, every week, our profilers play a little game called The Brackets, where they pit two movies against each other and they vote which one they think they should it should win. So this time they said, vote for your favorite Will Smith movie. Steve Zissou said this, not the best movie, so favorite. So the final four came down to Men in Black versus Independence Day, and then I Am Legend versus Ali. The final matchup, Men in Black versus I Am Legend. Which one do you think won?
I'm going to say Men in Black.
Yeah.
Men in Black won over I Am Legend. I'm down with that.
Men in Black.
I get that.
Here's Profiler's favorite Will Smith movie.
And if you want to join in on the fun and play these brackets, please do go to our Facebook page, which is Profiles with Malone and Mance. It's on Facebook. Go there. Join in on the fun. Please give us a like while you're there. Please go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcast Profiles. Rate and review us. We need these ratings and reviews to survive. Please go to iTunes, rate and review us. Make sure you catch us on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's youtube.com/popcorntalknetwork.
Yes, and we
now,
do this live.
We do
Tuesdays?
This live on Tuesdays at 3:00. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going to say what I said at the near the top of the show. In order for us to survive, we want the show to grow. We want to get more views. The only way we're going to get more views is if you share Profiles with everyone you know. Don't think someone else is going to do it, and don't just tune in and just be like, okay, that was great. We really need your help to survive. Please share Profiles so we can get more views and more listens on iTunes. Very, very important. And of course, make sure you follow me and Alicia on Twitter. She's at Alicia Malone. I'm at Movie Mance. Mm-hmm. And follow Profiles at Profiles SK.
Good work, Mance.
Way to go.
You got it all.
Got it.
Profilers, assemble.
Assemble.
Now we get to Fast Five number 2, which is...
You my poser when I want freedom. You my poser when I want justice. You my poser when I want equality.
Ali.
Ali.
Smokes like a floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee, released December 25th, 2001. Directed by Michael Mann. Interesting, the movie cost $107 million to make. Worldwide box office was only $88 million. Not intended to be like a box office crowd pleaser like his earlier films, but I will say that in Ali, Will Smith had never challenged himself before, or I would say even since, as an actor.
I agree. And although it didn't do that well commercially, it did really well critically. People saw Will Smith in a completely different light. He trained for a year to play this role, and not just the boxing, but also everything outside of the ring. He studied, he did Islamic studies, and he did vocal coaching to get that cadence down. And he sounds, to me, a lot like Muhammad Ali. He doesn't sound like Will Smith.
Yeah, you forget you're watching Will Smith.
That's one of the things. I mean, Will Smith is similar to Tom Cruise, where I watch him in a movie, and I never quite forget that it's Will Smith.
Exactly.
I'm willing to go along with whatever journey he takes me on, but I always know that that's Will Smith. Ali was one of the first times where I forgot it was Will Smith. He transformed.
He really did transform. And the movie transformed too, because it was not a boxing movie. This is a movie about a larger-than-life character, a complex character, trying to find the right balance of his talent and his purpose in life. And it's amazing how much he was at the forefront of things like the Civil Rights Movement and Vietnam War. I mean, he processed his Vietnam War. He refused to get drafted.
Yeah, that's where that quote was from.
And I'll tell you a personal story. In the late 60s in Philadelphia, my dad was in the men's room at a restaurant with my older brother. And sure enough, there's Muhammad Ali. They're at the sink, you know, washing up. And my dad said to my brother, you know who that is? He goes, that's the greatest. So Muhammad Ali turns to my dad and says, you know, this is after he was stripped of his title. He goes, not anymore, I'm not. And my dad said to Muhammad Ali, he goes, you will always be the greatest.
Wow, that's cool.
Way to go, Dad.
That's awesome.
Very,
Mr.
very
Matt.
Cool.
I remember Ali coming on Australian TV a lot, and he was always so entertaining. And that is one of the things that Will Smith did so well in this movie, is getting that sense of showmanship down. I mean, he came up with the best speeches ever.
The rhymes are so great.
Entertaining. And this movie, directed by Michael Mann, very stylish and very different for a biopic. It feels surreal at times. The way it opens, it's quite dreamy.
Yeah,
you don't quite know what you grasp onto. It's not a typical biopic, if that makes sense.
But I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I liked it.
Like I said, not a typical boxing movie. It's a little long. It's 2.5 hours long. Yeah. But I love the relationship between Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali. It was a mutually beneficial relationship because they helped each other. Obviously Howard Cosell covering Ali and Ali respecting, even though he made fun of him on camera with the toupee. But John Voight was fantastic. Definitely well earned in terms of his Oscar nomination.
Definitely.
Brian Fernandez, profiler, says, main reason I love Ali is because it was one movie that brought Will Smith to where he is now. To see him portray the greatest, quote unquote, the greatest boxer of all time just blew my mind. I hope he does more roles like that to challenge himself, both as a person and as an actor.
That brings us to our conversation with Will Smith.
The moment of truth. The movie is called Focus, co-stars with Margot Robbie. I thought this was a fun movie.
Yeah, it really surprised me.
Surprising.
It's great. It's like a heist movie.
It's a heist movie. It's a cross between, I saw it as a cross between Ocean's 11 and Out of Sight.
Yep, that's good comparisons.
So it's a fun movie. It opens February 28th. We sat down with Will Smith to talk about Focus and his career in 4 minutes. So here is the conversation with Will Smith.
Yes. Will Smith, thank you so much for joining us on Profiles. This is so huge. We are so excited to have you on our show.
Very happy to be here. Thank
all right.
You.
So excited to talk to you. Watching your whole career, because we get to rewatch all the films as research.
Wow.
Tough job. How would you say that Focus and playing this character is different from everything else you've done?
Focus is interesting. Focus is a huge transitional film for me. And I haven't been able to articulate it completely, but it's there's a lot of grown manness going on in Focus, and I think that emotionally and intellectually and spiritually, just as a person, I've grown, and this is the first film that I've done with a lot of new ideas and new perspectives and new outlooks on the world. I have a 14-year-old daughter now, you know, so it's like there's a whole different perspective on life that I'm beginning to infuse my characters with.
See, that's interesting, because watching this film, I felt like it was a more mature role for you.
Right.
And I was wondering, no pun intended here, but what was it that made your focus...
That was deep.
Like that.
That was almost like a pun.
Almost. But what was it that sort of like made your focus change away from, you know, like the Men in Blacks and the ID4s and the I Am Legends of the world?
You know, it's just the things that are attractive to me now are reflecting new ideas, you know. So at the center of this film, the concept and the contrast of lying and loving was that's a strong idea that's sort of related to where I was in my life and the struggle in my life right now for vulnerability and for complete authenticity, to comfortably be me no matter what other people think and no matter whether or not being me leaves me at a number one movie or a number 10 to not care.
Right.
So that transition was really similar to what was going on with Nikki Spurgeon in the film.
Well, we always choose 5 of our favorite films from the artists we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Really hard with you because you have so many great movies.
Oh, thank you.
Are there any in particular that feel extra special to you when you look back at everything?
Special for different reasons. I think... artistically, all around, the greatest success that I've ever had was The Pursuit of Happiness.
Oh, sure.
You know, I just think it's like everything just went right on the Pursuit of Happiness. I think emotionally for me, Ali, I got as far as a journey of making a film with the great cast that I got to work with and met Nelson Mandela and Muhammad Ali in Africa, you know. So, you know, that is a reason to become an actor. Everything was satisfied in that.
You also got your first Oscar nomination
for Ali,
your second for Pursuit of Happiness. Good choices. Yeah. But what was it like for you waking up that morning and realizing you got a nomination for playing one of your heroes?
Yeah, that to me, the you know, I've never been a an awards-minded person. For me, I always focused more on box office success was always more important to me because it felt like when people go into their pocket and walk up to a counter and look up at the multiplex and put their money down for yours, that's the biggest vote that you can get. When people decide they want to spend their hard-earned money to see your movie is the biggest vote of confidence, right? So, but an award is almost like it acknowledges all of the people involved with a project. So people suffer and there's times away from their families and all of that. And then even for Ali, it was for Ali, it was like an acknowledgement of his life and his suffering also. So it was beautiful for me in that way.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you.
Thank you so much for joining us on Profiles.
Very exciting.
See it? You're going to love it.
I appreciate
you so much.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Whoa, we're whispering because we just want to ease you back into Profiles.
Now we can be like,
yes, we interviewed Will Smith. That was very cool. How awesome. What a nice guy.
He was such a nice guy. He's such a pro, but he thinks about his answers as well. I mean, it's quite interesting when we go in to do these interviews for Profiles because they don't know that we're going to bombard them with questions about their career.
Right.
So all of a sudden we sit down and we're like, tell us about the film that you made a long time ago. But he was fantastic.
He was great. He was very gracious.
Oh,
and we got some audio going on here.
I don't know. I don't have my audio up.
Oh, that's my phone. That was my phone, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. That'll teach me to have my phone.
I was ready to blame it on JT.
No. Blame this guy here.
Yeah.
But it's all good. But I mean, he was so cool. Nice. He was so nice. And again, you know, big thanks to Warner Brothers and his personal rep for making sure that we had time to talk to him about his movie and about his career. It was a big deal for us to get this for Profiles.
And by the way, I love how at the end you're like, Will, you're going to love our episode of Profiles. You're always selling it.
I'm trying to sell it. I'm even trying to sell it to Big Willie himself, Will Smith.
Yeah, you're like, you love our episode.
Well, that brings us now to our number one movie on our Fast Five, which is...
Don't ever let somebody tell you you can't do something.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
Pursuit of Happiness, my favorite Will Smith movie.
And this is a movie that someone on YouTube before we started said, I don't think Malone's going to pick this movie as our number one, and it is our number one movie.
I know,
so,
I saw that, and I thought, if you know my sensibilities at all when it comes to film, this is the one you would choose.
Interesting, yes.
You know, I'm not that, I mean, I like action, but
Drama. It's character driven. It's deep. It's inspiring. It's a feel good movie. It's a crowd pleaser. Released December 15th, 2006. Based on a true story, cost $55 million to make. Box office worldwide. For a movie like this to make $307 million worldwide, that is really impressive because it is not an action movie. It is not a science fiction film. Once again, produced by Will Smith's company, Overbrook Entertainment, but it is a sweet film. It's endearing. It's heartfelt. It's a crowd pleaser. And Will Smith is just, it's a terrific, terrific performance.
It is. He brings so much to the role. He brings vulnerability. It's heartbreaking to watch him. It's inspiring as well to see the struggle. And I think that everyone can relate to this story because even if you're not homeless, even if you're just trying to make your dreams come true and you have to go through struggle a bit. I remember when I moved here and I had no money in the bank and I had to, you know, just eat whatever, but you get there in the end. And this is a reminder for that pursuit of happiness because the end result of following your dreams is so worth it when it comes to it. And Will Smith, I think it helped a lot that I know people talk about how he cast his children a lot, but it really helped in this case. And Jaden, who was 8 years old, he was wonderful.
Yeah, he was terrific.
He was so cute.
Yep.
So sweet. And then the scenes between them, obviously they have that chemistry.
Obviously it brought out a lot in Will Smith's performance to have his son.
Yeah.
in the role. And in his Rolling Stone interview back in 2006, Peter Travers said, Smith's role needs gravity, smarts, charm, humor, and a soul that's not synthetic. Smith brings it. He is the real deal. And you just can't do better than that.
I know. And I was reading a review which said about how it shows the struggle of everyday life, and it makes you remember how close everyone is to that.
Right. Well, it's true.
Close to the edge.
A lot of people are just two or three paychecks away from being in a situation like Smith's character is.
And that
it's scary.
Scene with his son in the bathroom, yeah. And someone's knocking on the door, and it's scary, and he feels bad. But I think for the kid, the real life child, he said he doesn't really remember those times, and he thought it was fun to be
right.
his dad.
Well, Billy Pollihan says, "Hi, Scott and Alicia. I love The Pursuit of Happiness because this was the first dramatic role I'd ever seen Will Smith do. He delivers an Oscar-worthy performance, and even his son Jaden was fine in the movie. It got me and my dad to cry together. He looked at me at the end of the movie, and he said, 'Don't let people tell you that you can't do something.' That bathroom scene made me cry like a baby. But the fact that this was a true story also shows the great things we can do as humans, no matter what circumstances we live in. Will Smith proved he isn't just a good actor. He's a great actor. # profiler for life."
Thanks, Billy.
Way to go, Billy.
Seb Lacey says, "The Pursuit of Happiness is my favorite Will Smith role just because he's not saving the world. He's trying to be a good dad. It's probably his most grounded role, and it's heartbreaking to see a man and his son reduced to sleeping on a bathroom floor. And while I like confident Smith, flawed Smith is even better." Totally agree with that.
Totally agree with that. And that brings us to the end of episode number 25 of Profiles. Wow. To recap our Fast Five, coming in at number 5, Independence Day.
Yep.
Number 4,
Men in Black.
Number 3, I Am Legend. Number 2, Ali. Number 1,
The Pursuit of Happiness. And what have we got next week?
Next week we are taking a break because next weekend is the Oscars and we are quite busy.
So busy.
We are so thrilled that award season is almost over, but we just need to just take one break while we get past the Spirit Awards and the Oscars, and then we'll be back. And as for who we'll be back with, who is our next profile going to be? Well, we haven't figured that out yet.
We'll let you know. So if you go to our Facebook page, Profiles with Malone and Mance, we will announce there who we're going to profile next. And we should get some suggestions from people too, people that you guys really want to see us delve into.
Well, I would love to do a profiles on the Beatles movies. Maybe not next time, but I feel like I feel like you're amenable to that, right?
Whereas I'd love to do more classic stuff.
I'm down with that. Let's do Marlon Brando. Let's do Marilyn Monroe.
JT says Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone, maybe even Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's our jam too.
Yeah.
That's what's great about profiles. So please, like I said couple of times already, make sure you share profiles with everyone. Even if you don't think it's going to help, trust us, it will. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Go to our Facebook page, Profiles with Malone and Mance. We will announce the next profile there and like it so you find out who it is first. Until next time, bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.